All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, we're going to be talking with Chris Barden from Computer Talk, who is the Chief Software Architect there. So, Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Computer Talk and a little bit about your product.
Sure. I'm Chris Barden from Computer Talk. I've been there for about 16 years now, and my job is really to come up with, I lead the engineering team there, and yeah, I've been working in the UC space, kind of specifically around the Microsoft stuff for about 15 years now. And what we do is we build contact centers. So primarily it's contact center as a service now. So we've been operating a cloud contact center since the early 2000s out of Toronto. And then we've recently expanded. We've got two data centers in Canada now, one in the US, and some bunch of customers overseas. And we operate a platform is called ICE Contact Center for Teams, and it's a full stack contact center application. So that's ACD, IVR, call recording, reports, monitoring, chat, social, email, and where things really kind of dovetail with the Microsoft side of things is you go back to 2005, we started adding, like, we added LCS instant messaging into the product. So if anyone remembers, kind of the precursor to everything is the original live communication server. We did instant messaging with that for chat. And then around 2010, we started rewriting the whole product that we already had on top of Link Server. So that was UCMA and a fully virtualized Microsoft-based contact center that kind of carried forward to Skype for Business. And then now coming into Teams, what we're able to support are things like Teams native agents, and also leveraging that canvas to be able to drive content into Teams. So we've really been kind of active in the Microsoft ecosystem for a long time now. As a Canadian and now worldwide contact center hoster.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Chris. And, for our viewers who aren't that familiar with Computer Talk, what's the primary business focus? Is it just all contact center?
Yep. That's really our focus. And I mean, and contact center really, I mean, for us, that's kind of three different things is, there's the product end of it, obviously, that's sort of my focus is, building the platform that we sell, which is ICE. Then there's the service end of it, which is operating the cloud service and doing the month-to-month operation of the contact center. And that's really just as a, it's similar to buying, 365 or Azure. It's, as a monthly recurring operational expense. And then there's also our group that does a lot of the professional services, which is where, contact center is not always a, it's not really a turnkey application. It's a very high touch type of deployment where there's, not just, how do you want your, what do you want your call treatment to be as your callers come in, but, how do you want to integrate that with your application? So how's this going to tie into your ticketing system? What data are you going to pull from your CRM? What are you going to push to your agents when they get a call? What do you want to do with the interaction data once it's finished and link that with your CRM to be able to do forecasting? So, we have a whole group that, really tasked with the professional services end and the application and solutioning end of things to be able to build out not just an instance of a contact center, but a successful solution for a customer. So, that's really kind of what we do.
Okay. And then quickly back to the focus. So you support multiple platforms, yep. Microsoft Teams and the Microsoft products, integration with them. Is that your primary business focus or it's sort of just one of three or four?
Our primary focus is, the contact center as a platform. I mean, Microsoft is a great channel for us, because there are things that we can do with Microsoft that we can't do with anybody else. So, if all you're looking to do is voice, we have a lot of customers who are just doing voice as a service, and that you could be on Microsoft, you could be on Cisco, you could be on Avaya, you could be on Skype for Business, and anything you want. Actually, that's something that we see a lot, though, is we have customers who will start on one platform and move to another. So based on the way that we operate, we tend to find a lot of success in those migration scenarios. So, wherever you end up starting your journey, or if your end goal is to get to Teams, we can basically be a constant through that whole journey. But once you do get to Teams, there, like I said, there's some things that we could take advantage of. You know, that's where a lot of the messaging conversations come in. So what we'll do is we'll normalize things like, you know, web chat and social media chat and SMS all down to Teams instant messaging, so that agents can handle those interactions using the client they know. And that's actually any of those clients. So, you know, you can be taking a support web chat on your mobile device, you know, if you need to be. So that's kind of the end goal with Teams, is to be able to get people into that ecosystem. And then that's also being able to send calls through, you know, through federation, through direct routing, you know, again, leveraging the reach of that Teams client. And then also, in addition to Teams, some of the other Microsoft services. So, you know, we do a lot with Dynamics is another big touch point for us.
Cool. Good stuff. Over to you, Michael.
Yeah. So, Chris, I just want to know, like, how does ICE differentiate kind of in the market, either with the other contact centers that are going through the certification process with Microsoft, or just as you talked about, you know, supporting these other platforms, how do you compete? Like, how do you kind of set yourself against those other workloads?
So yeah, I mean there's a lot of contact center solutions that are out there that work with Teams. I think where we really differentiate ourselves is the fact that, you know, first of all, we are offering that sort of full stack solution. You know, some providers are offering something that's basically like, if you go into O365, you could sign up for call queues, and call queues can answer a call, it can transfer it to an agent, but then once it routes it out of that queue, it's kind of, you know, that's sort of where the journey ends. And there's providers that are building solutions that are basically that plus maybe, you know, a lightweight reporting module. But really, you know, where we're going in is we're trying to build that complete solution. So a lot of our implementations have, you know, it's integration with Dynamics and it's integration with the ticketing system. And, you know, I think over the years, I don't think we found anything we can't plug into in one way or another. So, you know, we've got a really powerful call flow development engine that end users can actually go in and customize things. You know, think of something like, you know, like a Visio like call flow for being able to design how you want your contact center interactions to look. So you can go in and very, you know, very easily make changes. Now, that being said, you're also able to leverage the power of things like, you know, things like cognitive services. So, you know, we're doing things with speech recognition and call transcription, custom text-to-speech fonts, if you want to get into that kind of thing. So there's really a lot you can do with, you know, things like natural language chatbots in ICE. So, yeah, I think it's really being able to go in and build those custom solutions. We've also taken a bet on integration with Teams from a client standpoint. So what we've done is we've taken our entire agent tool set and built it into the Teams client. So what you do is you could stand up a bot. That bot will installs an application on your into Teams for your agents, and those agents are now able to get all of the context for the contact center in directly in Teams. So what we'll do is we'll push information to Teams, you know, when calls or chats or whatever, or emails come in. Agents will have all of that kind of at their fingertips when they go to deal with that interaction straight in Teams. And then after an interaction is done, that can be persisted into a back channel, say in a team channel, for follow-up and you know, further discussion if it's tying into it to say an incident.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, So I just wanted to sort of, just touch on the architecture, I guess, of ICE and what you guys, deploy. So is it strictly just like sort of a SaaS solution that we subscribe to as a monthly subscription, or is it something that a customer can house in their Azure infrastructure or even on-prem? And then from a call routing perspective, and maybe touching into something that Dino might ask, but how does that work, I guess?
Sure. Primarily, the majority of our business is cloud now. So it's our cloud. Typically, we operate, we'll operate the data centers for it. And that's probably, you know, 90% of what we're doing now. And part of the reason for that is honestly, again, people don't want to deal with the on-prem solution, and also that, you know, we've got the expertise in managing voice networks. You know, that's you know, I know back with Skype for Business, I used to tell people, you know, setting up Skype for Business is easy. Setting up Skype for Business voice is hard, and setting up contact center voice is really hard, because it's not just, you know, it's not just voice, but it's mission critical voice. If anything goes wrong, you'll know about it. Now that being said, you know, it is something that we do deploy. We did have historically deployed on prem and do still deploy on prem if we have to. If customers want to deploy into their own Azure instance, you know, that's totally supported. I know we support GovCloud as well, if we have customers who are wanting to do that, and either, you know, government or other sovereign clouds. It's, you know, it's straight, it's Windows SQL, you know, SPC, that sort of thing. So it's all, you know, reasonably standard infrastructure, software only. And I guess to answer the question about call routing, typically there's two or three different ways that we get calls to agents. That'll either be through, you know, through the PSDN is obviously some, you know, that's a way that some people are using, and that gives us sort of a universal connection point. Through Federation is another, so that's either Federation to Skype for Business or Teams. So by just putting that SIP address in, we can route calls direct that way. And the other way is through direct routing. So we leverage the carrier model for direct routing, and, you know, a couple of commands to run to install an SPC in a customer tenant. We can send calls over a managed network if that's desired. And really, the main reason to do that is get around some of the latency with Federation.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. It sounds like you have a lot of flexibility there. Mm-hmm. You touched on it a bit, but maybe is there any challenging scenario that you want to get into that you think ICE can really address, like maybe a situation that you were able to deal with that was very, very complex?
Very, very complex. Well, I mean, I guess there's a couple of things that we're doing that are also, you know, kind of mitigate some of that complexity. I mean, one of them is the PCI certification. I mean, we've been PCI certified for probably the last 5 or 6 years now. And that means we brought a lot of financial customers into the environment. And what that does, I mean, it is a challenge for us in that it is constant scrutiny on our security, which is a good thing. And it means that we've had to maintain that standard of, you know, certification and confidentiality for that long. So, you know, that's definitely a challenging situation. Let's see, specific applications. You know, we have some fairly large deployments. You know, we have customers who want to do things like they're logging every different path someone, you know, a caller can take, and trying to analyze that in Power BI now to figure out, you know, if their customer spent, you know, 4 minutes in the IVR instead of three, is that, you know, how can they direct those calls faster? You know, first call resolution is obviously a big thing. And, you know, now when we're able to, you know, use some of these new analytics tools to really get, you know, dig into some of those problems.
Yeah, I mean, analytics is pretty hot right now, and there aren't a lot of decent products that don't have, you know, the analytics available to them. So it's just like everybody wants to know about the data and the data-driven decisions, that type of thing, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've got about 100 reports that come out of the box, and even with that, everyone's got their own question they want to answer. So it's why, you know, being able to throw stuff at Power BI has been great, because we just say, you know, here's the fire hose, do, you know, here's the schema, and people, you know, people go away happy. They can kind of do whatever you know, modeling they want.
It's funny, you think you addressed all the different reporting scenarios and analytics scenarios that you have, and then a customer always seems to find a way to ask for a report that you just didn't come up with. So, you know, that's great that they have the option to use Power BI and build whatever.
I mean, that's kind of been the model with ICE going, you know, since the beginning is, you know, we're not in this to build a package product, we're in it to build a platform.
Right.
And by building a platform, it means that, you know, what I'm looking out for in kind of setting the roadmap is, how do we build tools that let customers solve their own problems and let us help customers solve their problems? So, you know, you're not gonna, you know, build. There's no one size fits all approach, but it's how do you let people build those solutions?
Right. And so maybe talk a little bit about the specifically the Microsoft, if there's a Microsoft certification process or a validation for contact center products out there today.
Yeah, so they've actually just announced this a few weeks ago. I think it was around build timeline that they put up. But yeah, we've been talking to them for a while now about a cert program. If you go back, they actually had this with Skype for Business and Link Server. Mm-hmm. And what that was a series of tests that they ran, where they it was a Microsoft developed test plan that was run by an independent testing lab. They gave you the stamp and said, "Hey, you're a compatible solution," and they listed you. They listed it on a website, and that was kind of the end of the relationship. So with Teams, what they're trying to do is something a little more extensive, and it's part of that is because you're working in a live fire environment now. Teams is challenging because it's a service; it's always changing. And there's really not a lot of control that vendors like us have over what changes Microsoft pushes in. So we have to be kind of constantly maintaining the solution and figuring out what is and isn't gonna are there changes coming down the pipeline that might affect us, and what do we have to do? So the Teams Contact Center certification is a lot more of a live process. For example, there are multiple certification passes. As changes get pushed out, we have early access to them, so we know what's going to work. There's sort of an expectation of unified support that's going to come with this. So really, what they're doing is, instead of they're casting a narrower net on it. I think there's only maybe half a dozen partners that they've started this with. So we've started the process. But it's going to be ongoing, and what hopefully that's going to mean is that at least we know that our solution is going to work. There's sort of a minimum level of competency that implies. So the partners that are going to go through this, that we're serious about it. That we've met certain requirements that Microsoft set out, and we know that the solutions are going to be complementary. So that's kind of where that's at right now. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Awesome. Yeah. So I think, that's really great. I mean, to learn a little bit more about the contact center side of things. I know there's a lot of people out there that are still really green on the contact center, ACD and call routing and all the different type of routings that you can do, especially with social media and stuff like that too. So it's kind of cool to see how you guys have built it and sort of funneling it into a singular client as well. So I really appreciate you coming on, Chris, and talking to us about that and sharing your knowledge on how your product is like. And then thanks everybody for listening in, and hopefully we'll catch you on our next episode.
Thank you. Thanks. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.